Appendix 1. The English School and its International Political Theory. The English School, one of the research groups studying international political theories, appeared in the 1950s. The school originated in a department relating to international politics at the London School of Economics. Since then, their influence has spread throughout the UK. Notable theorists in the English school are as follows. The early theorists are Martin White, Hedley Bull, John Vincent, and C.A.W. Manning. The current theorists include Barry Bouzin, James Mayall, and Hidemi Suganami. Basically, they have constructed their international political theories by referring to modern international history and political legal thinkers related to it. Generally speaking, international theory has three traditions. The first is the Hobbesian tradition, realism. It puts forward the theory that international relations are determined by war between states. From this perspective, all states have to survive in accordance with their own self-help principles, and there is no prospect of international peace. The second is the Kantian tradition, universalism. This tradition insists that international politics is conducted by individual human beings. It also emphasizes that each person mutually constructs their peaceful society, and that, after all, the modern sovereign state system in international politics will be replaced by this human society, or, in other words, a world government. The third is the Grotian tradition, rationalism. According to Grotius, international politics is conducted through moderate relationships between states. From this perspective, there is no world government and no definitive rules or norms governing international politics. Nevertheless, the conduct of states is still regulated by some rules and norms which have been customarily and traditionally observed by human beings. Founded on such international morals, states can mutually construct international society and preserve the modern sovereign state system. For all states, the main purpose of international society is to maintain their own security and protect their interests. In short, this viewpoint stands between the Hobbesian and Kantian traditions, and this third tradition is certainly the international theory which the theorists of the English school argue for. The reason that this theory developed in Britain is because of circumstances characteristic of Britain, but can be boiled down to the following point. Britain has historically been one of the most important actors in world politics, and thereafter, British intellectuals have long held themselves as members of a great power. It should be noted that throughout the 19th century, Britain was the hegemonic power due to its naval and economic power and succeeded in controlling world politics, what is called Pax Britannica. In the early 20th century, this system began to come to an end, and it was replaced by competitive imperialism in world politics, particularly in Europe. Nevertheless, Britain still took on responsibility for acting as a balancing and policing power from the beginning of the early 20th century to 1914, and again from 1919 to 1939. After World War II, as soon as the United States emerged as the preeminent great power, international politics became much more complicated than before. However, Britain has continued to play an important role as a leader or coordinator in world politics, not only as a permanent member of the UN Security Council, but also in the EU and through the Commonwealth. There are, however, some criticisms against the English school, especially against White and Bull. For instance, it is argued that they have underestimated the importance of economics in international politics. In other words, they have been overly concerned with the actions of states and governments. In the era of globalization, the English school will have to pay more attention to the role of the private sector and citizens' organizations. Also, the English school theorists often attach more importance to order among states than justice among human beings in world politics, which means the English school's theory is too conservative and becoming out of date. In the current international political theory, the idea of the importance of the security of the individual has been growing. Therefore, the English school theorists need to incorporate this concept into their theories. Even so, the English school's grand theories, in which states and governments always have to take responsibility for bringing order and stability in both domestic and international politics, will continue to have a great deal of meaning in world politics from now on. For now, we are beginning to recognize that globalism is not completely successful, considering that it has given rise to so many problems, such as a widening gap between rich and poor, tribal conflicts, terrorism, and infectious diseases spreading across the world. In this era, the state's government-centered theory proposed by the English school might give us some important hints and clues to grapple with such wide-ranging problems. Students of international politics should read their works carefully.